Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Rackspace, the open cloud company. At Rackspace, build what you want, where you want, and how you want, all backed by their world-renowned fanatical support. Try it today. Download the open cloud at rackspace.com/open. Everybody, time again for a thrilling episode of i5 for the iPhone. You might notice that the set looks a little bit different today. It's thrilling because I actually left my iPhone at home, but I realized that I can just run all the iPhone apps I need to at almost their actual size on my iPad, so we're going to get a little bit crazy today. I'm Sarah Lane, your crazy host, and it's time for us to pick this week's 5 best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, so hold on to your butts. Number 1. Okay, so you've shot a ton of photos and they're just sitting on your iPhone, right? Some of them you might send to Instagram, or maybe you upload them to Facebook, or you'll share them some other way, but that's all virtual sharing. You could make a photo book. Remember that service Mosaic I featured last year, where you make a cool book out of some photos on your iPhone? But what if you just want the photos on your iPhone to become a stack of photos that you can actually flip through? Ah, now you can with a free app called Print Studio. You just choose your photos from any of the folders on your iPhone. You select the quantity for each, and then you check out. The first 48 prints are $15, and after that, it's $5 for each additional 20 prints. Pretty good deal. The app is very well designed. It's really easy to use, and the photos are printed on high-quality matte paper. Here's a couple things I'm not crazy about, though. I'd like to have larger size options to choose from. A photo printout the size of my iPhone, that's what the company says it'll come as, that'll look pretty good, but it's pretty small. You also don't have much say over how the photo gets cropped, and you can't custom pinch and zoom in the review area. Then again, if you're looking to make a scrapbook or some sort of a photo collage, you want to put a few cute shots up on a fridge, you want to send a physical photo in with, you know, maybe some birth announcements via snail mail, that kind of thing, Print Studio makes it easy as pie. Number 2. We got an email from Rob Graber in Minneapolis, who's got a little duh tip for all you iPhone owners who sync to Windows machines. He writes, "Even though your images appear in a single folder in the camera roll on the iPhone, when you attach your phone to a Windows computer via USB and open it in Windows Explorer, the images are spread randomly across multiple folders. This makes it difficult to know that you've selected all photos from a given event or in a date range without explicitly looking in all the folders. However, if you navigate to the DCIM folder on the iPhone and type an asterisk into the search box, it'll display everything in all the subfolders in a single view, which can then be sorted by date. Voila! Thank you, Rob. That's actually great to know, this stuff, especially since it's been a while since I synced any of my iDevices to a Windows machine, but I know a lot of you out there do, and I think cross-platform duh tips make all our lives just a little bit more harmonious. Number 3, talk about an app redesign. Our friends at Foursquare are not joking around, people. Foursquare, of course, is the check-in app where you tell your friends where you are and you compete for things like mayorships of locations based on the number of check-ins, etc. That's what actually Foursquare used to be. With this newest update, it's now Foursquare 6.0, the focus is all about discovering places nearby, new places, and places with discounts or specials to save you money. Even though I can still check in somewhere, that's the big button down here at the bottom, I can still see where my friends are in my main feed. Up top, now you can't miss this whole explore box. It's really front and center. After tapping it, I can choose by what's best that's near me based on ratings and where my friends have been. I can search by specials or by type of food or activity. Even if I'm not ready to try something suggested to me and I just want to remember it for later, I can add it to a list and revisit another time. This works really well in urban areas where you've got lots of choices and you don't want to forget cool places, or if you just want to keep track of where you went on vacation or for a work trip. Foursquare has gotten better and better at being a legitimate Yelp competitor, another app I use a lot. And since I have a good number of friends using Foursquare, I tend to value their tips and suggestions even more. If you never got into Foursquare because you just didn't really like the game aspect of it or just thought it wasn't the app for you, I think you might be pleasantly surprised. Everybody talks about cloud computing these days. Cloud. But not all cloud providers are the same. Not at all. Some use proprietary technology. That means it's expensive and it's kind of complicated to move your data if you ever want to leave. What you want is an open cloud solution built on open standards. Rackspace is the open cloud company that co-founded OpenStack and now runs the world's largest open cloud. That means you're not locked into a single provider. You have the freedom to move your apps, your code, and your websites between multiple OpenStack-based clouds, public or private, on-premise or hosted. So build what you want, where you want, and how you want. You gotta have control, all backed by their world-renowned fanatical support. Try it today. Download the Open Cloud at rackspace.com/open. Once again, rackspace.com/open. And thanks so much to Rackspace for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number four. For those of you in the U.S. who don't yet have an iPhone 5 but want one, did you know that T-Mobile just started offering it along with some creative trade-in deals? Yes, from now until June, T-Mobile is giving a discount to anybody willing to trade in their old iPhone. And chances are, if you want an iPhone 5, you're not going to need your older iPhone. So here's how it works. Customers can trade in an iPhone 4S or iPhone 4 for the iPhone 5 with no upfront cost, plus a $120 credit towards the monthly iPhone 5 fee. Are you with me? Without a trade-in, the iPhone 5 costs $100 upfront on T-Mobile, and customers have to pay a $20 per month fee over 2 years to cover the total cost of the device. That's on top of the phone and data plan, though. So with the old iPhone trade-in money, the monthly device fee would be reduced to $15 from $20. So if I traded in my 4S and switched to T-Mobile from Verizon, that's my current carrier, factoring in that $15 per month fee for the iPhone 5, my total amount spent on the device and the plan would start at about $65 for 500 megabytes of data per month. Now, for me, I already know that's not enough data because I'm a big old fat data hog, so I'd be paying more for a bigger data plan, but maybe this all sounds pretty good to you. I say, good on you, T-Mobile. You're definitely not the biggest network in the States. You're struggling a little bit, but you are carrying the iPhone 5, the best of the best, and more options for us consumers is almost always a good thing. Finally, number five. Ever since restaurant reservation app OpenTable bought food appreciation app FoodSpotting back in January, I've sort of been patiently waiting to see how they integrate the two. And it's finally happening. With the newest version of OpenTable's iPhone app, once I choose a restaurant, I've got a nice little collection of food photos up at the top now, and I can swipe through them and get my mouth watering. And if I click one of the photos, if it looks really good, I can see how many people loved that dish on FoodSpotting. What's nice about FoodSpotting, what's always been nice about it, is it's not only bringing in good visual data to OpenTable's app, but FoodSpotting is always about positive feedback. If I'm about to reserve a table for four on OpenTable, say, I might not really care which dishes suck. I just want to know which dishes people rave about. Now, that's not to say that you can't get honest feedback about lackluster food. Restaurants are still rated. You can read detailed reviews from OpenTable diners. That's part of the app. That didn't go away. But now you've also got a treasure trove of food spotting activity built in, too. So it makes OpenTable a lot more visual and a lot more helpful and free. No reason to call a restaurant, folks. This just works better. I'm sorry, but that's it for this episode of i5. Don't cry, we'll be back here next week. If you'd like to automatically download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can catch up on past episodes and find links to our featured apps and tips and tricks, too. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week right here on i5 for the iPhone.